Alrighty, here we go. It is episode 94 of the Odgies podcast. Jason Martinez, Harry Mays, 94WYSP. It's Harry Mays and Jason Martinez with the best rock. 30 Rock Block coming up. What's going on, Harry?
A lot's going on, man. I'd say it's draft week. We got the NFL draft, which you and I used to talk about ad nauseum for months leading up to it. And looking at all these mock drafts, I actually looked at my first mock drafts today. I held out to till this long.
Did you go right to the big dog though, Harry? Did you go to Mel Kiper Jr.?
No, I go to Daniel Jeremiah first.
Good.
Yeah. Remember when I used to want him as a paid guest.
Yeah.
When I was working, I think with Robbie E, even before I worked with you, and I would always make the request to the program director, you know, like, can we get a sales guy to just, you know, sell Daniel Jeremiah, you know, once a week, blah, blah, blah. It can't be that hard. He'd only want like $100. It's not like he's going to break your bank.
Yeah, he's not Peter King.
And this is, I swear to God, this is what the old boss said to me. He was scared to, like, not scared, but he didn't want to do it because he didn't think anybody knew who he was.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, are you serious, dude? This guy's the up-and-coming guy at NFL Network. Like, he's the guy. He's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he became the guy.
Yeah. You know? Plus, you know, somebody else already had, you know, the cuz. Oh, I already got Mel Kiper.
Well, yeah.
He's
a
friend.
That's the thing. Or Mikey Miss, you know, had Sal Powell. And, you know, there were certain guys that were
Todd McShay.
Taken. Yeah. You know, and you couldn't tread on their toes. You know,
no, God forbid.
That would, oh, my God, that would be. Even if you had one of those guys on once, on a one-off, if they were a regular on their show, they'd have a shit fit.
Yeah.
Right?
You get a phone call.
Oh, I'd get a text.
Yep.
Yo,
why you have my guy on?
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, I didn't know you. I didn't check the deed.
Yeah, like they would both take Glenn and – or Glenn. I'm Mac now retired, and I got his name right in front of me here. But the Cuz and Mikey Miss both had dibs on legs. Tim Legler for a Sixers talk. God forbid if you had Tim Legler on, you know, just once to talk for 10 minutes, I'd get it from both sides. And then the program director would hear about it from both of them. And then he'd come talk to me.
Yeah.
That was just a shit show.
and God forbid if like one of the guys that was a guest on one of the other shows, like a weekly guest, called into your show because he heard something and went, Jesus Christ.
Because A, that proves he was listening and he wants to get involved with your program.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, nothing was better than when Sal would call. Sal would call and let me tell you about this in my book.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he hung up the phone, there was an invoice in the program director's. Every time I call, you pay me.
Right.
I call when I need money.
Right.
I don't have anything to say.
I got something to push.
And he'd be like,
but I mean, you know, I went for $100 a week. $100 a week. That was it.
Yeah.
And the guy's good.
A lot.
What happened to your audio?
Is it okay now?
No.
Right,
you did something.
Hold on. I slammed the desk.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah. Hello.
No, sounds like shit.
All right, hold on. Let me reset my mic.
I think, did the plug come undone? Try talking. Nah, I can't hear anything. Nothing.
At.
Now.
Is that good?
Yeah, now you're back.
Hold on now. I can't hear anything. God damn.
What kind of a setup do you have?
This ought to do the trick. There we go.
All right.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Does it sound all right?
Yeah, sounds fine.
I went full Nahagan and started slamming my hands on the broadcast desk here in the home studio. And all my monitors flashed.
And then you went full Bruno. Is this thing on?
Just work. Miss Robin. Oh my God. Yeah.
So apparently, speaking of him, I'm going to be working with him for 2 days again.
Oh, boy.
On PHT 1210, filling in for Nick Kale and Company. But we're going to have Kale's boss, who's on the show.
Greg
Stocker is going to be there this time. He wasn't. Like, the last time I did this for 1 day, they were all off. Like, Stocker was out. Kale was out.
That was around Christmas, right?
Yes. And Dawn Stensland was also out. But Dawn's going to be there. Stocker's going to be there. And then me will be in studio. And then Bruno's going to be on remote down in Florida.
Oh, so
guaranteed there's going to be six technical screw ups within the 2 days. Guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bruno's hard to get your arms around when he's down in Florida.
I know.
Operating with Miss Robin.
He's like a wild animal.
Yeah. You really cannot corral him.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't. So, you know, I'm not opposed to just kicking back and letting him go.
Why do you think you were so successful working with him?
Exactly.
Every once in a while, just throwing something in there and just let him sit there and go bananas.
Because you can't. I think the people that have him on as a guest and or worked with him in the past, they made the mistake of trying to interject when you shouldn't interject, because what it does, it does two things. A, it sort of offsets the balance of the show, and B, it throws him off track, and he can't, like, his brain works a certain way, and it's like, it's gotta stay on the track, Tony's track. Once you derail him, he's on a different track, and a lot of times he doesn't come back for 10 minutes.
No, because he forgets
where he was. Yes.
He doesn't know where he's going, and he forgets where he was.
Exactly.
It's an interesting way to travel mentally.
It really is.
Brian Cunningham goes, just drop the quarter in and let her rip.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right.
Let him go. When is this, Harry?
Friday, May 3rd.
So and not then, this Friday, next
no,
Friday.
And then Monday, May 6th. So we're straddling a weekend.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And I got a wedding to go
Kale.
To.
Good.
I got a wedding to go to that weekend.
Okay.
And I got a wedding to go to this weekend. You freaking believe this?
You're too old for all this wedding shit. Is this nieces and nephews or what's going
on? No. This is like friends that are getting married. One guy for the second time. And another gal for the first time. And, you know, they're going to be fun. Both of them are going to be fun. But I'm like, man, I haven't been to a wedding in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that period of my life.
No, I like not being invited to weddings.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Because we all have that period in our life where, okay, the first guy of our buddies gets married.
Yeah.
And that one's an absolute shit show blowout, right?
Right, right.
Everybody, there's puking everywhere. It's bad.
Yeah.
And then,
you're in your late 20s. Probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and one guy gets married a couple years early because, you know, he never got any strange, so he married the first one he got.
Right.
And then you have your
We all know one of those guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you have your run of weddings where everybody's getting married, and you're like, Jesus Christ, there's four a summer.
I know, and I never had one. Like, I never had one to invite people. Like, I've been married twice.
Yeah.
But the first time was in Las Vegas, and we got together with a lot of friends before we flew out. Like we were living in North Carolina, and we had a connection in Philadelphia to Las Vegas with US Air. And there was like a 3.5-4 hour layover. So I rigged it. So I called all my buddies and said, hey, come pick me up at the airport and let's have a happy hour and then run me back to the airport.
Okay.
So that's what
the airport show and tell, Harry.
It was no, we didn't go to a strip joint. We went to one of the places downtown. It was a happening bar at the time. We had a blast for like 2.5 hours, and then back to the airport we went, and then we went to Vegas and got married. That blew up in 3 years. That was probably destined to happen anyway.
You got back to the airport and she's like, oh my God.
Yeah. What are we doing?
This is not the guy that left. He is buckled upon return.
But then the second time, we just had a little private ceremony, and we invited the two people whose wedding we met at that were childhood friends of both of ours, ended up getting married.
And where you met the Lima.
Correct. So we invited them. So it was them and the minister and us. That was it.
Okay.
So I've never thrown a big like party or wedding.
You never had the big reception with all the
right and all gotten all the gifts. I never got any gifts.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, an outrage, Harry. You never got the the pillowcase of envelopes.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
To help,
like
offset
I almost feel like I should put together a registry of just shit that I want, and send it out to all the people whose weddings I went to over the last 30 years. What do you
now,
think
what
about
would you
that?
Put on, I think it's a great idea, first of all. But what are you putting on this registry besides vodka?
Well, yeah. It's funny because my 50th birthday party, the surprise party that my wife threw for me, practically everybody that came brought a bottle of vodka. Like, that was the gift. I had, like, 20 bottles of vodka.
Yeah. They didn't make it to 51, I'll tell you that.
No. But, yeah.
That may have been when I was emptying the recycle bin, Harry, because there was 20 bottles of vodka in there every week.
No, this was actually when we still lived in Phoenixville.
Oh.
Yeah, it was before we moved to the place where you know. But I don't know what I'd put on the list.
See, if you were having that party, I know everybody would get you vodka.
Yeah.
So I would not get you vodka purposely show a little. Because they have you pigeonholed, Harry, as this vodka exclusive guy. That's not true.
What, are you going to get me a case of Miller High Life?
Yeah, I was going to get you a case of Bush Pounders.
I like the Miller High Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrific.
So, but you need some variety. You can't just go all vodka all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
That's the way I would have thought about it. But hey, what do I know?
But anyway, we got the draft this week, which I've always looked forward to. It's always the NFL's genius. They've done it so basically every month of the year where they're not playing games, you're still forced to talk about them.
Yeah,
because they've got all these things that happen in every successive month before the season and after the season. And this month it's the draft. And they're indeed, they've made it a 3-day freaking weekend, and now they've, taken it on the road. It was here in Philly. It was terrific. Now it's going to be in Detroit this year. So I'm always curious to see what the host city, how they want to sort of portray that, sort of sell themselves. Cause it's a big like postcard basically for the venue. Like,
yeah,
they did it in Cleveland a year or two ago, I think. And it was like, man, Cleveland looks cool. Like, I'd like to spend a weekend in Cleveland.
I did spend some time in Cleveland when I was working between radio jobs. And I thought that city was really cool. I thought it always got a bad rap.
It does get a bad rap.
Like, I thought it was right on the water. It was very cool. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's there, obviously.
Yeah, but they used to call it the Mistake by the Lake.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a bad rap.
Yeah, good.
And that was that was all based on that shitty stadium, the old stadium that they used to play in.
But that was a cool stadium.
The Indians and the Browns, for that stadium dated back into like the 30s, I think.
Yep, it
Municipal
did.
Municipal Stadium or
had
Memorial
the little,
Stadium.
Like almost like decks to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was an old school
baseball stadium.
Yeah.
What it was.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
The field was always muddy.
Uh-huh.
Like it was always a...
It fit the identity of the team.
It kind of did. Yeah.
I know I'm seeing some of the promos for the draft with like Roger Goodell and Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because obviously he'll be a big part of it.
Well, yeah, that's always the part. Like, what celebrities do they trot out that are like indigenous to the town?
Yeah.
Like, that's always kind of interesting.
Like, you got to have Kiss there to open it up with Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, but they're not from Detroit, though.
I know. They're from New York.
Yeah. That's the thing. I always thought they were from Detroit when that song came out.
No.
I was like 12. I didn't know any better.
You get them there for that, and then you get Journey there to sing Don't Stop Believing. Isn't there a line in there about south of Detroit or something?
What?
There's a line in that song about.
So we're going to get any band?
Yeah, anybody that's mentioned
play
it?
That's mentioned Detroit?
Otherwise, do you know who's famous from Detroit?
Well, I mean, Bob Seger.
Is that right? In the Silver Bullet Band?
Glenn Frey, I think, was from Detroit, but he's no longer living.
Yeah, well, we could exhume him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to see who else is from Detroit. Because, now, Bob Seger, I would be in huge favor of. Little Night Moves?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Ted Nugent isn't from Detroit, is he?
I'm not sure.
I know he lives in Texas now, but...
he might be from Detroit.
I'm thinking he's from Detroit.
Area. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Famous musicians from Detroit. Government, I don't care.
I mean, you're going to have a lot of the... I mean, they had Motown.
Tim Allen.
That was Motown, man. Are you kidding me? There's got to be tons of them.
Yeah. Well, Tim Allen, Tim the Tool Man.
Well, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah, he's a Michigander.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry Bruckheimer is from there. Musicians. Aaliyah, she's dead.
She's dead?
Yeah, she died years ago.
Really?
Yeah, you know the whole Aaliyah story, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, yeah. She died a long time ago. Big Sean. Boy, I'm not seeing a great list here, Harry. George Clinton.
Okay.
Alice Cooper.
Oh,
lives in,
right.
Lives in the Arizona area.
He lives in Scottsdale, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Kid Rock, obviously.
Yeah. He lives in Nashville.
The Temptations, the Supremes.
Yes.
Mark Tremonti from Creed.
Was Diana Ross from Detroit?
Diana Ross from Detroit, Harry. I do not see her on the list.
I know the Jacksons were from like Gary, Indiana.
That's
which
correct.
Is like a suburb of Chicago.
Jack White from the White Stripes.
Oh, that's right.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that's
I got
a good one.
Ted Nugent is from Detroit. That's a good pull by you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real good pull.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there's some there. Martha and the Vandellas. Madonna is from Detroit, for Christ's
sake. Right. That's right.
Jeez, I will soon forget.
Back when she had the hairy armpits.
Yeah, she did have that. Yeah. She stepped onto the scene. So.
But what do the Eagles do? They got the 22nd pick, and I'm seeing that Howie Roseman is itching to trade up a couple of slots. What does he do
every year?
What does he do when he gets up there? What, does he go up to get a defensive end, a pass rusher? I saw Jared Verse from Florida State.
What he does is not pick a linebacker, Harry.
No, he will not pick a linebacker. That you can bet on that. But do they take a cornerback? Do they take a offensive lineman? This offensive lineman draft is the first round. There could be 10 offensive linemen taken. Like, it's really rich.
I always say you got to ask yourself the question. You go, okay, if we're drafting 22nd, say they stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the 8th ranked player at a position of that? Well, that position's good in the draft, like offensive line, right? There's a lot of good depth there. Or do you want the number 2 ranked cornerback? Or do you want the number 2 ranked edge rusher?
Right.
Is it better to take the 8th best lineman or the 2nd best edge rusher?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know,
I always ask that.
No, that's a good one. I mean, I see Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson, in a lot of these mock drafts if they stay at 22. And then I've also seen him taken down at the end of the first round. And the kid from Iowa, the cornerback, taken up around where the Eagles pick.
Any chance they draft a quarterback, Harry?
No. Well, maybe in like the 6th round.
You don't think you see something maybe in the 3rd round too, where they take a flyer? I mean, they've been known, the quarterback factory.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably going to be at least 4 or 5 quarterbacks go in the first round.
Yeah.
At least 5, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the draft obviously is more the enormous week, and then it leads into OTAs, and it's kind of like, okay, the next year is kind of officially started. It starts with free agency, which was a little while back, but when the draft happens, it's all things pointing toward the next season, which, oddly enough, is not that far away.
No, it's not. I mean, let's see if I have a countdown clock in here for anything. I know I've got one in for the Temple's first game.
Yeah, so the Eagles will be like 4 to 7 days after that.
Which they play Oklahoma to start the season.
Is that right? Is that at home, Harry?
No, it's on the road. I think they got a home and home with them. I think they're due a home game
at
the Link, I believe. That's 130 days away, Temple, Oklahoma. That's Friday, August 30th.
Okay. So that's the weekend leading into Labor Day. Labor Day weekend. Labor Day is early this year, obviously.
Yeah, and let's see. You know, when the Eagles. And, you know, we know they're going to Brazil, and they're going to play the Packers.
Yeah.
In Brazil.
Yeah.
And isn't there some stink now about the stadium that they're playing in is the home stadium for some soccer club down there. And the soccer club's biggest rival and hate it. Like the factions of the fan bases hate one another. They really take it to extremes. Their color is green. So they're like, the Eagles may have to wear like, you know, the black uniform, whatever, like, you know, white or whatever. But I'm like, well, the Packers are green too.
Yeah. There's going to be association with green no matter what.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they should send another team down there like the Giants versus the Browns.
Exactly.
There's no green involved at all.
Right.
Only green money that it's going to cost to go south of the freaking equator to South America. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have interest in that.
No,
I don't think Brazil would be a good place for me.
No?
No.
I think you'd flourish in Brazil, Harry.
No, I don't think so. I think it's dangerous down there for me.
Okay. Well, it's not Colombia. You're not going to be hanging out there with Pablo Escobar.
No, it's funny you bring that up because one of my buddies was dating, I don't know if they still are, dating a Colombian woman who lives in the United States but returns back to Colombia all the time, and he went with her and stayed there for like 2 weeks and said that, you know, her two brothers basically were his bodyguards.
Cartel members.
Down in Medellin.
Like, yeah, that's the Medellin cartel.
That's where they're from.
Yeah.
The town of Medellin.
Oh my God.
Where he went. And every time, you know, he wanted to go out, like every night, and the two brothers came with him and basically, you know, kept him safe because
protected
it's
him.
Very dangerous.
Oh, they'll like, kidnap you down there for
exactly.
ransom.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking like, oh, this is American. He's probably worth some money. I can kidnap him and then, you know, extort some money out of his people.
One less dime bag I got to sell.
Right.
That's incredible. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be interested in going to Colombia. Rio de Janeiro and Brazil, maybe I could. You could get me to go to that, but I'm not going down there for an Eagles game.
Well, you'd go down there for a stupid F1 race. That's
I'd go to Interlagos. That's a good point. Yeah, that's in Sao Paulo.
Okay, that's the other big city, right?
Yeah,
Sao
Paulo. If they could do the combo platter for me, Harry, of the Brazilian Grand Prix along with the reunited tour of Sepultura, I'd be down there. Sepultura is a great metal band from Brazil.
Oh, really?
But they broke up years ago. Max Cavalera, the leader of Sepultura, left and created another band called Soulfly. But if Sepultura, the original lineup, got back together and we're going to play the infield at Interlagos, which means around lake, I'm in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, Max and Igor Cavalera seeing a little territory.
Oh, jeez. Like, is this one of these death metal kind of bands?
Yeah, death, but they're very heavy. They're very good.
I would have no interest in that.
Yeah, you would not be into that. I'll
say 91 LSXer says Gargano's going down to Brazil for a butt lift.
Oh, Jesus. What, do they got a crane? The Brazilian butt lift? Remember those commercials?
Yes.
The infomercials?
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing he's not going down there to get a Brazilian wax. Jesus, it's going to empty out the country.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a butt lift, Bo.
The schedule's not out yet. That's another thing that'll be next month in May, I believe. They unveil the schedule. See, that's how they're going to own some of the month of May.
Of
the
course.
The NFL. They have the schedule release night.
They don't inundate you all right away.
No. They just give you a little dribs and drab, little pieces.
This will give you 10 days of talking on sports radio. Give them
a
win-loss. Give them a win-dog.
Exactly right.
I'm surprised they don't release the schedule week by week so you can talk about the game for a week like you do during the season.
You can basically play the game in your head.
Simulations.
And come up with all the simulations and the scenarios and discuss, the
fake spreads.
Like you do in the regular season. You talk about the previous game for 3 days until you move on to the next game.
And then you're like, during the schedule release part of it, you're like, ah, geez, we got a bye week. We don't even get a game this week.
Right. Oh, that's death.
We got a stupid bye week.
Yes.
Oh, it's brilliant. I'm surprised the NFL has not thought of that.
I know. Now, we're burying the lead here, though, because the playoffs started. And I'm not talking about the NHL because the Flyers basically took the last 2 weeks of the season off and ended up missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the Sixers lose game one. And even more importantly, Joel Embiid goes down again.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Where's the Bruno soundboard? I need the breaking news sounder.
Yeah, right. And I wasn't able to watch it live because I was at a birthday celebration for my nephew. He turned 13.
Mm-hmm.
So the game's on, and I'm checking my phone, right? And I just see Twitter just explode about Embiid and the injury. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We can't even get through game one of the playoffs, and he's already hurt. And it's the same knee, and he's rolling around on the court, clutching the knee with all the drama. Like, we've seen this guy go down more than Scott Hartnell over his career. Okay, in his career.
Yeah.
He's down all the time, and he's always like, you know, it's always this drama where you're like, oh, my God, did he tear his knee? Did he break his leg?
Yeah.
You know? And then it usually ends up being okay. So then you see him walk off him under his own power down the tunnel, and apparently Nick fans were applauding the injury. I don't know. And then he comes back in the game, but he obviously wasn't, you know, himself. Same. So I don't know what to expect tonight in game two. But if they lose tonight, they're in big, big trouble. I wouldn't say it's a, I don't think it's a must win, but it's as close to a must win as you can get.
Yeah, game's at 7:30 tonight at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to go down 0-2.
Yeah.
I mean, you still haven't played at home, okay.
Right.
But you're dead man walking at that point.
Yeah, and you know, they did a great job on Brunson, who's their best player.
Mm-hmm.
And then their bench got outscored. The Sixers bench was outscored 42-7 in this game. This Deuce McBride from West Virginia, WVU he played for, went nuts from three, hit five threes in seven attempts. They out-rebounded the Sixers, and the offensive rebounding disparity was 23-9. So all those extra shots the Knicks get from the offensive rebound.
And that's the difference.
Yeah, but they only won by like 4 or 5 points, even with Embiid going down, like, and getting out-rebounded, outscored on the bench. So it's like, you know, these Knicks fans were going bananas like they won the NBA championship. I'm like, dude, it's game one, first of all. I don't think they're going to out-rebound the Sixers like that again. And the bench scoring, Buddy Hield has got to start taking some shots.
Yeah, he's got to make threes. That's what he's here to do.
Yeah, and that Batum guy can hit from three. Saw him do it the other night near the end of the regular season. You know, like, he could hit a lot of shots.
Yeah, but, I mean, Maxey had a good game. We had 33 Maxey in the game.
Yeah, you could count on him. Tobias Harris, the fact that I'm not even disappointed anymore, because whenever something happens to Embiid, Tobias Harris doesn't step up.
No, he shrivels.
And I don't expect him to step up ever anymore.
No. Like, why would you?
He had seven points.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's had a thousand opportunities to do so.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of those dudes that makes more dough that you can't believe the amount of money he made for what he provided. And look, good on him. I mean, I think that's a really interesting game tonight. I don't think the Sixers and Knicks have played in the playoffs since 82. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while.
Holy.
I mean, the Knicks, you talk about the Sixers not getting past the second round. The Knicks haven't been past the second round
since
the 1999-2000 season.
Wow.
When they went 98-99 and 99-2000 back-to-back to the conference finals against those great Pacers teams. Remember the Reggie Miller squads?
Yeah, the joke.
Those were great game, great series.
Allen Houston, Harry.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, the fans there haven't seen great basketball.
Yeah.
So maybe you excuse them for going a little crazy after a win over the Sixers. I don't know. But they've only been to the playoffs, like, period, playoffs, 8 times since 2000.
Wow, that's amazing. When you think about how bad some of the teams are in the NBA, and how getting in as an 8 seed is not difficult to do.
Right. That was during the Sixers process years that was part of that.
Yeah. Four years.
The team was trying to lose, for God's sake, in your division.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow.
So
game two coming up tonight. There in that one. We'll see where it goes. And all eyes will be on Embiid again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say it's a shame, but the guy's a great player when he's healthy and he can go and he's in shape. But the amount of times when it really matters that is the case is so disappointing. It really is.
I know. That's been the, epitaph the right word? No, I don't think it is. Like, if you were going to write it for this Sixers team, this whole pre-process situation is basically...
Epilogue?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Is that Embiid, injured at the most important times. Just never won, close to 100%. I don't think any player is 100% at this time of the year in the NBA. Same with the NHL. But I'm just saying close to 100%.
Yeah. He's going to be a guy that ends up in the Hall of Fame that never got out of the second round. That's what's going to be.
Yeah.
I've just charted the rest of his career, which I don't know.
You're already throwing it away.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can build a team that around him and one that can handle when he's out.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the problem.
It's such a drop off. I mean, he was the MVP, for Christ's sake. how can you have a quality big that's close to him coming off the bench? You can't.
You can't. No, you absolutely cannot. And he's such a dominant player and great skill set, the whole thing. But I don't know. I just don't know where it's all going.
All right, here it is. Epitaph is a short text honoring a deceased person. So when I'm saying deceased, I'm talking about the team.
The team is all dead and done. Yeah.
Like, that's epitaph. So I was kind of close.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you bonus points on that.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because I didn't know what it meant didn't mean you were wrong.
Okay. All right. just making sure.
Joey now, B checking in about the Chinese Grand Prix this weekend. What'd you think? They were back there for the first time in 5 years.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, they have Formula One in China?
Huge there. They have a Chinese driver on the grid, Zhou Guanyu.
What's his
name? Zhou Guanyu. They call him Joe.
Is it spelled R-Y-U?
It's Z-H-O-U. They do their names backwards. Guanyu is his last name, and Zhou is his first name, but they say it backwards.
Okay.
Zhou Guanyu is his name. And they
How do you spell you? Is it R-Y-U? Because I mean, Koreans do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they spell it. But they don't put their names on the back of the jersey like they do in regular sports area.
It's on the freaking... The graphic.
Yeah,
they
just put Z-H-O-U, Zhou.
Oh.
Yeah, on there. So that's how I know how to spell. Oh. But they were back there for the first time in 5 years because of the pandemic at the Shanghai International Circuit. The race was a bit of a shit show. I thought the sprint race on Friday, I guess Saturday technically, was really good. The race was at 3 in the morning, though, because they're on the other side of the world.
Hmm.
So,
the pandemic was in 2020. Why is it taking this long?
Chinese Harry Hat took a little longer to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
And Formula One wouldn't go back because of some things. So, so that was this weekend. But the next race, they're off this week coming up. But the next race after that, they're in Miami, Harry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that the one you wanted to go to?
No. I want to go to Coda. I want to go to Austin, Texas.
Oh,
yeah, I want to go to the Circuit of the Americas. I do not want to go to Miami and the fake road course that they created in the parking lot of Dolphin Stadium.
Oh, it's out there?
Yeah. It's like around the stadium. It's a shite track.
Is that out by the turnpike?
Yeah, you could go under underpasses in 95 in this one chicane. It's ridiculous.
Oh, 95.
Because
95 and the turnpike run parallel down there. I think the Panther... Their arena is near the turnpike, isn't
Correct.
It?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So that might be a little bit of a shit show for that Panthers series.
I was watching some of that yesterday, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Sunshine State Battle.
That Panthers team, they got some goal-scoring guys on that squad.
Oh, yeah.
That's
wagon. That team's built great.
Yeah. The goaltenders are all ex-Flyers.
Yeah. Bobrovsky and Anthony Stolarz. Stoli the goalie. If you had to pick a player, Harry, it would definitely be Stolarz.
And they also have Stoli on the ice as one of the sponsors, I guess.
Stolichnaya?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good work.
Panthers.
Yeah. Well, they got Kachuk and Sasha Barkov and Connor Vahege. Yeah, that's a good team. But playoffs are underway.
Where did he come from? Vahege, he's good, too.
He was in the Calgary trade, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a team that could go back to the Cup final, but the Toronto-Boston series, you watch any of that game, Harry?
I did. Game one? Oh, yeah.
Toronto hasn't beaten Boston in a playoff series, Harry, since 1959.
What?
65 years.
Yeah, that's before I was born.
Yes. That predates Harry Mays.
Yes, it does. Now, I'm seeing this. Wayne put this up here. This is interesting. Maxey out for this game.
Is that right?
No, he's questionable because of an illness. This fucking team. Remember when Embiid would have the stomach illness? He had it several times.
Yeah, and he'd go get the fast food bags.
What do these guys eat?
Drinking milkshakes. He'd spend remember the amount of money we got that report and how much money he was spending on fast food?
At Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like he had like four huge bags of Chick-fil-A.
And he sucked down milkshakes.
Yeah, and like four milkshakes. And then he'd be like, oh, I got a tummy ache.
He is 7 foot two now. You know, 300
I get it. But Jesus Christ, can we mix in a salad here during the playoffs? Not that he's overweight. I want the guy to be healthy so he's not drugged down by shit chicken.
I don't know. I'm trying to look this up, and now my phone's acting up on me. This goddamn phone. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, so, oh, yeah, Wayne saying he might be out for game two. That'd be a huge loss.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, an NHL player would miss game two, Harry, when they lost the first game because of a bellyache?
Well, I don't know that it's a bellyache. Maybe it's something else. Maybe he's got the flu.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan played with the flu.
That's true.
Yeah, flu game. It's noted as the flu game.
Yeah, well, we don't know that he's not going to play.
Yeah, maybe this is just that, you know, coach is trying to throw the curveball.
Yeah.
91SXer says Embiid's diet makes Eddie Lacy look like a nutritionist.
Eddie Lacy. He liked the China food is what he'd say. Remember him? Yeah, he was the running back from Alabama that played for Green Bay, I think. And I remember going through it. He quoted himself, China food.
I like the China food. Why do you call it China food? Because it came from China.
Right. Now, Maxey was not present at the shoot around on Monday morning. So this morning, just a couple hours ago, because of an illness, and the team listed him as questionable.
All right. Well,
so nothing more than that.
Okay. Derek Bodner reporting that, Harry?
This is out of Yahoo. I think I'm getting this. The other site would not open. Let me see here. According to Sixers head coach Nick Nurse, Embiid told him that his left knee felt, quote, pretty good on Sunday following game one.
All right. Well, we'll see tonight. We'll get all of our details tonight. 7:30 at the Garden. Sixers and the Knicks game two. And I agree. I think it's a huge game tonight.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's as close to a must-win as possible. Could they still win the series if they go down 0-2? Yes, they could.
Yeah, but it's not ideal.
Really got your backs against the wall.
Yeah.
Now, the Phillies. I'm watching a lot more Phillies baseball in April than I probably have in 10 years.
Why is that?
I don't know, because, A, there's not much else on. And the team's fun, and they're winning games. They just put a 6-game win streak together against bad teams, albeit they played Colorado and the White Sox. But they're doing what you're supposed to do to bad teams.
Yeah, win the games you're supposed to win, and then find a way to win some that you're not.
And remember when we had Boa on a week or two ago, we were talking about getting Rojas. What do you got to do to get him to hit?
Yeah.
Well, now he's hitting.
Yeah, warming up a little bit.
He's starting to hit a little bit.
Yeah, he can hit.
And I was watching Ranger Suarez, who I love.
I always thought
Ranger Suarez, like the team just doesn't think as highly of him as the fan base does, because they'd take him out whenever they could get to the fifth inning. They couldn't take him out fast enough.
Yep.
And I'm like, why can't you let this guy in the game? Well, they did, and he gets a complete game shutout.
Yeah.
The other night, and this guy Turnbull, who they got from Detroit, the Tigers, kind of a journeyman kind of guy, nothing special, has been lights out.
Not Danny Tartable.
No.
Tartable or Turnbull.
Yeah, Turnbull. Okay. Spencer Turnbull. That's a great name.
Oh, that's a good baseball name.
Yeah.
The thing is with Ranger Suarez, now that you've left him in there and you saw he can do it, like, let's give the guy a little more leash now for the most part here.
Yeah, there's no need to go to the bullpen in the fifth inning with the
rag out.
The other thing is Pache or whatever got a big hit the other night that got a walk off. Did you see that?
I did.
And that's
see that.
When Rojas, they thought he hurt himself. It looked like he hurt himself in the celebration, out jumping around out in right field.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he grabs his knee. It was like Embiid.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Embiid would have looked like he got hit by Tom Berenger in Sniper 2.
Yes. Yes.
Right to the kneecap.
Could you imagine if he played hockey?
Oh my, no. No, the drama that it would ensue.
Oh, man.
So, you know, speaking of, like, really big guys, like Chara, right? Like,
yeah, like, Zdeno Chara.
He just did two marathons in a week. He did the Boston Marathon and some other marathon in the same week.
Really?
Yeah, dude is an animal.
Yeah, dude. I don't know that I've ever seen a runner that's like 6'7".
Yeah, well, he's not. He's 6'9".
He's 6'9"?
Yes.
So what was he on skates then? Like 6'11"?
Like 7 foot. Holy yeah, almost shit. 7 foot. Harry, his stick looked like a telephone pole.
Yeah,
with a curve. I walked out of the rink one time behind him because you know how the visiting dressing room, when they leave, they have to walk past the Flyers dressing room out towards the loading docks to where their buses are.
Right.
Underneath at Wells Fargo. You know, I go out to players' entrance.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm walking out. I'm walking by the Flyers locker room after I packed up my shit. And Chara walks. We like kind of meet at the T where I have to make a right, and he's walking across. So I let him go, and I'm walking behind him. And I'm just like, the guy was so fucking, I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. How long his arms were. I'm going, how the fuck does this guy look on skates?
Was he wearing a suit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine getting that suit fitted.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of material. I was like, geez, he's so big.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that he could skate as well as he did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So strong, too.
Lasts a long time, too.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine when he was drafted, people thought, there's no way this guy can play. He's just too big. He looks like a giraffe just came out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Turned into an all-time great player. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
What was I going to say to you now? I got an issue here. I got a bird that has built a nest outside on my front porch, outside the front door. There's a window to the left that's a window to the powder room, which is right off the front door. You've been in there.
Yeah. Well, no, I usually piss in the driveway, but I've been in there to wash my hands after pissing in the driveway.
Exactly. Well, this is the window for the powder room. On the top, there's like a flat ledge. It's not like dug in where there's like a good place to build a nest. It's flat.
Yeah.
And the last couple of days, I've been seeing all this like straw and like pine straw and all kinds of shit. There was torn up paper towels. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I look up there and it's like some of it's laying there, but there was no nest. So I'd go sweep it off and I'd sweep off the porch. 2 hours later, happens again.
Yeah.
Sweep it off. 2 hours later, there's more, but now I see the freaking bird. I came face to face with the bird.
Was it a robin, Harry? I miss robin.
It was a robin. You're not kidding. And this freaking robin had its mouth full of all this straw and a piece of paper towel. And it's like over above and my neighbor in his bush looking at me because I'm about ready to sweep off the shit again.
Yeah.
So I do it, and this bird's watching me. He's got to be like, what the fuck with this guy? So I have a broom because I'm thinking the bird's going to come at me, and I'm going to knock this son of a bitch right out of the sky, right? He flies up to the freaking ledge and drops some of the stuff and flies away. I'm like, this son of a bitch, the ball's on this thing.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I sweep it off again. The next morning. Yesterday morning, Sunday morning, I get out. My wife goes to play golf. I didn't play golf because it was like 38 degrees. But I go outside to check the porch. Here's the whole nest intact, built like that.
Yeah. Called in reinforcements, Harry.
I don't know what he did.
They brought in Ty Pennington and built it in the night.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it was like a full condominium bird's nest up there now, right?
Had a loft.
So now I'm like, what do I do? I don't want, you know, there could be eggs in that thing. I don't want to knock the thing down.
Yeah.
Now that it's fully built, I feel like I got to leave it up there for a while.
Yeah, you got to let, they're foraging is what they're doing. They're bringing stuff back, setting it up so they can build the nest. And every time they bring shit back, they're like, they go out there looking for stuff, hauling some good, you know, branches and
right.
shit. And you go knock it down. They're like, they come back and they're like, it's all gone. Ah, jeez. This homeowner. Like, what am I hurting up here on this little tiny ledge?
Yeah, but I know, but it looks like shit. Like, I'll take you a picture of it. And, you know, from the street, you can see this thing.
Yeah.
And in this stupid development I live in, I'll get a letter.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, somebody has already walked by the house doing their little walkabouts, and they jot down notes, you know, the township, or not township,
the board.
What do you call it? The board of, what is it, a townhouse? What do you call that? I pay fees like every quarter for it. What is that?
Like, what to your
Homeowners Association.
Yeah, the association fees. Yeah.
Homeowners Association. There's some clown that walks around acting like he's walking his dog, but what he's really doing is taking mental notes of everybody's house. Oh, this looks a little dingy siding. Yeah. I'm going to send him a letter saying you need to get it power washed or we're going to fine you. That's what they do.
Yeah, I'm on the HOA in my neighborhood.
You are?
Well, the old lady's like, you should do it. And you just do it for a year. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And now I've been on this thing for fucking 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus. Yeah. I have the birds that build a nest in the bottom of my deck, and I park underneath part of that.
Yeah.
The higher truck goes under there, and I wake up in the morning a lot of times, and there's, like, branches and, like muddy sticks or whatever on the windshield of my car.
Yeah.
Because they fall down when they're building it.
Right, right. Well, they've got one under my deck in the back here, too. I'm fine with them building it under there.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're not
going
to get fined for that.
No. This thing looks like the devil.
Well, my old lady sticks bird seed and shit out on the ledges of the windows upstairs.
So
she's
all attracting them.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? Because she likes the sound. I don't know.
You know what I heard, though? Birds don't like wind chimes. Like the sound of wind chimes will drive them away. So now I'm like thinking maybe I should put a wind chime up.
Hey, go to Depot, Harry. Go to Home Depot. Buy yourself a nice wind chime. You're not going to be a good wind chimesman.
I got to figure out a way to rig it up there.
It's not hard.
There's no hook.
You can drill a hook in there. Jesus Christ.
I don't have a drill.
Am I going to have to come out and do that too?
Well, yeah. When are you coming over to do this, like, you know, site visit for my TV?
Well, I'm going to have to bring out my bird feeder too.
When are you coming over? Because I want to change TV providers.
Maybe we'll do it Wednesday if you're not golfing. Wednesday might be a good day. So check your schedule.
We'll
lock that in. No, we'll take a video of me doing it, too, especially if I get out there if you get some chimes.
Wednesday, it's going to be 67 degrees.
Okay, so Wednesday's out. What day is it going to be in the 40s and raining?
I record my golf podcast Wednesday morning. This week we're doing 10 o'clock because of the guest we're having on. Couldn't do 9, so we're doing 10 to 11. But I could possibly do Wednesday afternoon. What is that? There's something else I got going. I don't know, the afternoon, like if you could come at like 1 o'clock,
I can probably do that
because it won't take long.
No, I can just go from there and pick up my daughter from school on the way back. Yeah, I can do that.
Like 1 o'clock?
Yeah, lock it in, Harry.
All right, so it's Wednesday
it's
the
22nd. It's a lead pipe mortal, lock it in.
Wednesday the 24th.
Yeah. Send me a meeting reminder.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
We'll get
I'm more busy now than when I was working full time.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Well, I know the feeling. Look, I'm in off-season mode now.
Yeah, I know.
I am chill as they come, getting there at least.
Yeah.
Let's tell the people about, speaking of chill, about our great sponsor, the Fudge Kitchen.
Yeah, the official sponsor for Not For Long Media and the Odgies podcast, Original Fudge Kitchen, a staple of the Jersey Shore. 6 locations, Shore Seasons right around the corner, got about a month to go. And Cape May, Wildwood, Stone Harbor, Ocean City, they'll all be rocking. The Original Fudge Kitchen makes all their fudge and sweet treats right in the store, guaranteeing a delicious product. Stop by and tell them that we sent you. But if you're not able to go in person, it's not a problem. Check out the website, fudgekitchens.com. Now, Glenn Mack now apparently has hung up the headphones.
Saw that.
For the final time after over 30 years or more.
Well, he will this July, I hope. Yeah.
Oh, July. Okay. So is it 30 years on the nose?
31.
31. Yep. Okay.
31 years.
31 years of broadcasting in Philadelphia on WIP. And used to do the great show that was with Jody Mac and Mac. I'll never forget it. It was a great a great midday show.
Yeah,
it really was.
Yet Jody was solo for many years prior to that. And then Glenn joined the show. I want to say probably about 92 is when Glenn came with 31 years. So 93 sounds like, and did that midday show with Jody for a long time. Mac and Mac at McDonald's and McDade Boulevard. That was the show for a long time. Then when Jody left and went to New York, to work at FAN and do middays there.
Right.
That's when they hired Anthony.
Right,
Anthony
right.
came in as his partner.
So Anthony worked with Glenn for how many years, would you say?
Oh, I'd say at least 7 or 8.
Because then Glenn went to nights.
Then Glenn, yep.
And he'd do the movie club for men. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, he started the movie club for men, and I was there when this happened. Why he did it was because there was not much to talk about at
night. Not much to talk about. It was not, if it's not football season.
Yep, and especially at night, because he was against the Phillies at the time.
Right, right. They didn't have
the PHT.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
So that was his way of creating content. He always came up with kind of weird ways to create content, whether it was that or, you know, a lot of the food stuff that he did.
Yeah, he was big in the food and the beer, and then he became a big beer guy.
Yep.
Still, I think he still does a show.
Yeah, he does that. What's Brewing?
And NBC Sports Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah, What's Brewing
right,
is the show he does with Joe Sixpack or whatever. So,
I think that guy moved on. I think Joe Sixpack moved to Europe or something.
Oh, did he?
I think so. I think I heard that. But now he's got interest in the brewery over here in Conshohocken, too.
Yeah, Conshohocken Brewing Company. Yeah. So Glenn's hustled, though. I mean, he does theater. There's all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Glenn for, I think, 12 years.
Yeah.
So, look, he's a guy that he always did a really good job. Knows his shit, you know, isn't one of those guys that walks around the station with a huge ego.
Mm-hmm. And he came from Buffalo, didn't he, originally?
Correct, yeah.
But he wasn't a sports guy up there, was he? I thought he like was a reporter for something other than sports.
He may have been. I know he did report on some other things prior to sports, but came to the Inquirer as a sports reporter.
Okay.
He was a guy that, you know, of the guys to deal with, he was definitely one of the easier ones to deal with. Wasn't a high-maintenance guy, you know.
Always liked hockey, too. He's a big hockey guy.
Yeah, I mean, being from Buffalo up there,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, a fan of it.
Yeah, Sabre fan. He was a tortured Bills fan. So, best of luck to Glenn. 31 years at WIP. And, look, I think the last 9 or so, or maybe even more, 11, 12 years as a part-time guy, being able to piece it together. Not easy to do, so.
Well, then also the great show with Ray Dittinger on the weekends.
Yeah,
like that Saturday, like 10 to 2 in the morning and afternoon. It was like a midday show, on the weekends was a great one.
Yeah, that replaced the original show that Ray was on called the Morning Sports Page, which was Ray Dittinger and Don McKee.
Don McKee, yes, I remember him. And then he went on to do it himself, the Sports Page. McKee was on in the mornings, I think, on like Sundays.
Yep.
And McKee went to my high school.
Is that right?
Yeah, he graduated from Conrad Weiser.
Yeah.
Don McKee.
Yeah, so.
Is he still around?
I don't know. I have not talked to him since I let him go.
Oh, you had to let him go?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I got to let you go. Got to let you go.
That's never fun.
No. Yeah. I was known as the Grim Reaper when I was there. Nobody else had any fucking balls.
Yeah, is that right?
So, who's going to let him go? Oh, you do it. All right. At least I know it'll be done properly with a little bit of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'd let him go.
All right.
Yeah, a few guys I had to let go, Harry.
Yeah.
And then I got let go. What came around went around. That's for fucking sure.
So now, tonight, the Sixers are, I believe they're five-point underdogs tonight? 5.5.
Mm.
Man, I would not bet this game.
I'll take the Sixers tonight.
You will?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll take the Sixers tonight.
It's just so much doubt with, you know, the Maxi thing now and Bede.
Yeah, they're all going to play. They'll be fine. It's all bullshit. I sussed it out. It's all bullshit.
Yeah. Well, all the higher seeds, like all the home teams won in the first round games so far in the NBA. Yeah. What's it been like for hockey? Any upsets?
Not yet. No, we'll see, though. I mean, it always happens.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be there Wednesday, Harry. We'll get you set up with your own simulator.
No.
I'm going to get Harry a golf cart simulator.
Yeah.
Screw F1. You're going to have the thing with a drink holder.
Yeah.
Put your bag in the back. You got an easy go.
Yeah. I aspire to that. That's like a life goal, to have my own golf cart.
Oh, yeah. I got one at the camp. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
I putz around on that thing. Oh, dang.
Get your easy go.
Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Or a club car. Which,
yo,
which
easy
one
go,
want?
Bo.
Yeah, the club car's a good one, too.
Club car and the Yamaha.
Yeah. Here, yeah. Oh, I get the fuzzy dice. Oh, dang. All right,
everybody, that's episode 94. All right. We'll talk to you next time on the OGs podcast.